Good morning, gorgeous ones. Luann Marine here, doing our weekly Path to Purpose message. This is Mavis from Live. Oh my goodness, I've got a very, very husky voice today, so I'll keep this short and sharp. Oh, we are live. Hello to you. Don't know why. All the lurgies going around. I'm calling in, doing this video from Melbourne. It was a freezing morning this morning, and now the sun's out. But I think it did a little bit too much seeing and over the weekend. How was your weekend? Oh, this feels good. How was your weekend? I hope it was great. I had a great time with friends, and it was awesome. But not a big party anymore, but so sorry it wasn't just here. All good. So enough of that. I want to keep this short and sharp. So three cards. Welcome to all our beautiful goddess sisters. It's so funny as we, you know, each week or each month, sometimes we get a lot of new sisters join, and then there's you know, it trickles down, and there's a big lot of women coming in here. So welcome to all of you. We picked three cards, one, two, or three. I've already put the shot up, but I wanted to do an overarching card today. And I am using my own oracle cards. This is the original deck. This is probably one of the original ones left. I know a few of you, I did change it, you know, because I like to change things. I did change it to this size, right? It's a lot smaller, just because I have big hands, right? Probably because why I'm a hand artist. I've got big hands, I can hold these. Sometimes, you know, these were a little bit nicer or easier to shuffle. But I don't know. I think I'm going to go back to the original one. Anyway, enough of the hoo-ha. So, one, two, or three. These messages are here to guide you on your purpose. And, you know, maybe you're thinking about your purpose. Or when I say purpose, it's more meaning. How can I bring in more meaning into my life? How can I make each day just matter for me and for those around you? And, of course, it's you first, and then that energy goes out. Sometimes we need life is like that. Life can get messy, it can get challenging, and these are our biggest growth opportunities. That's what I say. I know people think I'm weird. Do you like challenges? Well, it kind of depends, but that is how we grow. And when we are challenged, and when we work through that challenge, we actually get a sense of, I could say joy. I could say just a sense of accomplishment. Right? Imagine if our life was just was the whole way through. Some days we need that, but not all the time, okay? I might have to move that. I'm sorry if my... my other computer just starts to... The fan goes, so I hope this you can hear this clearly. All right, gorgeous. I might just let you put that to sleep for a minute. One moment. Wouldn't that be great when you just, when you don't like something, you just put it to sleep for 5 minutes. Put it to sleep. Okay, so our first card today, I pre-drew these. Our first card today, and it might be like, oh, what a setup. It's actually the Path card. I love these big cards, they're so vibrant. The Path card. I use Path a lot in my languaging. Are you on the right path? Are you on somebody else's path? And maybe you are starting out on the path. So the message for this, it says, it's time to walk your true path, dear goddess. Make it joyful, playful, and purposeful. Have faith as all will be revealed. And, I mean, I look at the butterflies here, the chakra colours. It's not the yellow brick road that Dorothy was on. It's the chakra, it's the purpose path. And so when you are searching for your path, I believe we're always on the path. We're always on our path to purpose. Sometimes we just don't realize it. And then when decisions come up, it's like, oh, can I go this way or that way? or should I keep moving forward? And sometimes it feels like it's two, one step forward, two steps back. Does that make sense? And so if that feels like you, it's time for you to get some, to get some guidance, but also to trust the trust yourself. I'm feeling that it is about trusting ourselves, trusting. I totally get into this indecision all the time. So if I do that, I come back and feel into my body, come into your womb space. But if you're not familiar with the womb space or your pelvic bowl, come in here, drop down, into your sacral area. And close your eyes and just go, is this the right step for me? And then do that. Don't go 5 minutes later, oh, I'll do that again. Like, oh, I just need a double confirmation. Really trust yourself, because the path, you're calling. It's time to answer the call. So that is the first card. Path is very pretty. The second card is passage. The second card is passage. You've got all these little fishies in there going around in a spiral, right? And they can be going down deep or can be spiraling up. And the message is your passage and journey is opening for you now. Walk through the door to embrace it. And I'm going to read a little bit out of that, so out of the book here. So you are on the precipice of becoming the very strongest and most vibrant and most magnificent incarnation of who you can be. As you close your eyes in meditation and prepare to take this massive leap of faith. So to me, it's, there's a reminder, you know the butterfly story, right? The caterpillar and the butterfly and the chrysalis. So you are not the caterpillar simply resting with the most delicate chrysalis. When you emerge, bathed in sunlight, your wings will feel the most potent of energies, prepared to take flight. So at every stage, you are all, like I said, you are always on purpose now. And now you're at choice to embrace that. Sometimes there's fear around that. Does my life have to change? We feel like it has to be this huge thing when it really doesn't. Yeah, it can be, which is fine if you're ready to launch something huge. But it's those small, small steps, kind of like it comes off the path. But embrace the passage that you're going through at this time. Don't step back from it. That resistance, it's almost like run towards it, or skip towards it, or boogie towards it, right? Just go towards it and embrace it. Embrace it. Is there anything I want to say about that? No. And so our third card today is going to be a short one because of my sexy voice, is prepare. I love this card. I really, really do. Obviously because of the hands, right? And the spirals there. And it says, prepare yourself to embrace all the magic that is in you. You can feel it coming together easily and effortlessly now. So, preparation. Okay, so if you've chosen this third card, right, there's something on your heart, there's something on your mind that's ready to be shared. Now, it could be something if you wanted to create your own spiritual business. It could be you want to have a really deep conversation with a loved one that could actually help elevate your relationship to the next level. It could be you want to start a class, that you want to join a class, and you've seen it, right? You've watched the webinar, and you're like, oh, this is going to prepare me for my purpose. So everything. To me, this one is like, it is confirmation. It is confirmation, whatever you're thinking about in preparation. But it's not, sometimes I think in our spiritual world, it's like, all I have to do is set my intention. That is one step. But then you've got to tell the universe, God, creator, that you're actually serious about this. So you need to take that action, right? And preparation is that next action for you. So what is it? What is your next action that you can take in preparation for your purpose? And just want to leave you on this. So think of a simple ritual for yourself that will help you prepare to accept all that is coming to you. It's already coming. It's on its way. I remember there was a manifesting course that I was doing, and she used this, I think it was Sandy Foss. Sandy Forster, who I was in the 2000s. She was original, but she used the Abraham work. And she actually brought in The Secret, the movie, into Australia when it was overseas. And she was kind of like a founding member. She always used this thing like, when you have your intention, the truck in the sky or whatever, your delivery truck is putting in all the awesome stuff that you ordered. And you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, okay? And then in that time of waiting, things happen and you kind of start to doubt. But instead of doubting, so when you doubt, the truck goes, oh, hang on, she doesn't want that anymore. So they start to unpack the truck of all these good things that you want. And so, and then you get back on track again. So the action taking to prepare for delivery of that truck, the delivery of the awesomeness, is like, act like it's already here, or act like it's coming. You're just waiting, and sometimes, you know, I'm the worst of that. I'm very impatient. But let the truck get on the highway so it can be delivered to you. Make sure that address is filled out correctly. So that could be as simple as lighting a candle for yourself and saying, right, I've ordered, this is what I want to do, this is my intention, now I'm going to take steps and act for that. So those are the three cards, gorgeous one. We have path, passage, and prepare in high definition colour. I wanted to do one more card to solidify this before I go into my little coffin fit. And the one to sort of, yeah, this has come up so many times, is plant. But look at all that. Plant. The seeds that you know, the seeds of your purpose have been planted. They were planted on your fingerprints when you came down. And now it's just getting ready to bring those out. Hey, Kaya, how are you? All right, gorgeous ones, I will put these up. Let me know, does this resonate with you? Short and sharp and quick today. Lots of love. I wanted to share a couple of things. Hello, Pascal, good to see you, gorgeous. This might be for you, Pascal, gorgeous woman. Now, I have a one-day workshop happening in Melbourne, in my abode here. It's for 10 women. I have two places left. And we're going to do, it's called the Pathway to Purpose. So we're actually looking at your foundation, a whole day spent on identifying your foundation, your life school, using your fingerprints, and working through the different stages of that, how to embrace that, what are the next steps for you as you go towards your purpose. Yes, oh good, what an so that is all day, so it's 10 to 4 in Seaford. Actually, Seaford, if you want to come to that, private message me, or there's a link in here. It's $97 to come. Bring in your own light, bring a plate to share. So there's already 8 women, some cool women. So if you want to come and hang out with me and with those beautiful women for the day in Seaford, let me know. And the other thing is the how to identify your life purpose. So it's a new offering, new invitation for you if you want to identify your purpose using your fingerprints. It's a home study course. But check out the masterclass first, right? Check out the masterclass. I will put the link, it's in here, but if you're watching this on Instagram, it's in the bio. Yeah, it's everywhere, just DM me. Yes, so those are the two invitations for this week. Let me know how you go. And tomorrow I'm doing an interview with Michelle Scott over in the wellness community, or five, I think it's this group called the Five Lengths of Rope. In business for spiritual entrepreneurs. So I'm going over there. I'll put the link in here too. So until, yes, Pascal, yes, 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 you must come. Saturday, it's this Saturday. All right, gorgeous ones, lots of love to you and have a great week. I'll be back. Hopefully my voice is less sexy. Bye for now.